Lakuta Sichas Chelik Yud Aleph, Parsha Shmois, Sicha Aleph, the summary of the Sicha. The Pasuk says in this week's Parsha that Hashem said to Moshe, Eya Asher Eya, I will be that I will be. Which needs some explanation, but we're going to look at one aspect of what this means. The Medrash says that I will be God to those that want me to be God. For those who want, Asher Eya, for those who want, then I will be their God. But the Medrash says that this is only in regards to individuals. Individuals can choose to either accept me or reject me. But when it comes to the community, the Am Yisrael as a whole, Em L'chaleim B'chayot Chazaka, I will rule over them with a mighty hand. In other words, if I have to force them to do it, I will force them to do it, to accept me. And the Mefarshim explained that this is talking about that we see that by Mitzrayim there were Yidden. The Eibishter said that he took out the Yidden from the community, even though there were many Rishoyim in Mitzrayim as well. There were Eidei Avodah Zarah and so on. Everybody left. He took all the Rishoyim out as well. There were even Rishoyim that brought Avodah Zarah with them as they left Mitzrayim. But there were individuals that it didn't apply to. Those who decided to reject, they said they don't want to go out of Golos. They Taga didn't go out of Golos. They died in the 3 days of the darkness, of the darkest of the darkness. So one might think that the same could be true too for the eventual Geula, Geula Asida, that Hashem will take all the Yidden out of Golos, even Rishoyim, that's true. But what about individuals, in other words, as a general whole, but what about an individual that decides he doesn't want to go out of Golos? Will he also be left behind, just like a Mitzrayim? The answer is, of course, no. Because the Pasuk says, V'shav Hashem Elokecha, Rashi says, that Hashem will go and he will take each and every Yid by the hand and take him back to look to Echad Echad. You will be gathered one by one, that no Jew will be left behind, and so on. So we know this as the truth for the future Geula, but the question is, what's the difference between the Geula then and Mitzrayim and the Geula Asida in regards to this matter? And this is also the explanation of what we say to the Rasha, to the Ben Rasha by the Seder, that it says if you were there, you would not have been redeemed. What kind of a thing is that to say to a Rasha that comes to your Seder and you tell him that he's not included in the Geula? Why would you say something like that? Rather, what it means is that you're trying to tell him that he will be included in the future Golus. Elo Yisham, that over there in Mitzrayim it was possible that there should be a Rasha that rejected the Geula and therefore didn't go out of Mitzrayim, but in the future Geula Asida, even he will be included also. But the question is, even in Mitzrayim, the reason why the Eibush to redeem the Yidden is, as he says, B'ni B'chayri Yisrael, Shalach Es Bonai, send my sons out of Mitzrayim. So in other words, Hashem defined the reason that he's taking the Yidden out of Golos is because we're his children. So we know that a child means that even if he doesn't behave as a child, he still remains a child. And he can't exchange us for any other nation because we are his children. So then what is it about these children, these people, the children that rejected? They didn't want to go out of Golos. Why were they not taken out of Golos? They're also children. So this can be understood by understanding what happens on Yom Kippur. We know that Rebbe says that that on Yom Kippur, whether a Yid does tshuva or not, all chatoim or sins, all sins are atoned for. Except for if a Yid violates Yom Kippur, he either eats on Yom Kippur or he does malach on Yom Kippur. In other words, he violates the chorus of Yom Kippur on Yom Kippur. So then for that, you can't get atonement through Yom Kippur. And the question is asked, why is it? Even Avodah Zarah, even other kinds of Averis, terrible Averis, are atoned for on Yom Kippur. Why this one not? The Rav Shabbat explains that since by violating Yom Kippur, by eating on Yom Kippur, or doing Malach on Yom Kippur, you violate the very thing which is bringing you atonement. So therefore, the thing which brings you atonement was violated. You can't get atonement through that place. Because Ein Kategen Nasis Aneger, a person that is a prosecutor, meaning Yom Kippur, is what caused you to be a sinner, that you violated Yom Kippur. How could it protect you? In Chassidish words, that is on Yom Kippur. That means on Yom Kippur, the essence of a Yid is revealed through Yom Kippur. It brings out the essence of the neshama. But if a person violates Yom Kippur, thereby interfering with the revelation of his essence, which is what brings atonement, because when you reveal the essence of a Yid, it shows that he's higher beyond sins and no sins and so on. It brings out a greater connection to the Eivishter. But if you interfere with that relationship, so then it can bring about that kapara. And the same is true for the Yidden Mitzrayim, that when they rejected the fact that they are Hashem's children and they said they don't want to leave Mitzrayim, they decided to take the Mitzrayim as their masters rather than Hashem. So then they undermined the very reason why Hashem is taking them out of Mitzrayim, and therefore they didn't end up going out. But then the question comes back, why is it that in the Geula Asida, if a person rejects the reason why Geula Asida comes, which even though Matan Torah came afterwards and it's Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Hashem becomes the personal Hashem of every Yid, but why then, if he's rejecting that very relationship, why is it that he doesn't that doesn't eliminate him from being taken out of Golos like all the other Yidden? The same thing, it should be the same as Mitzrayim. So the difference is what happened to Matan Torah. There are two things which happened to Matan Torah. Till Matan Torah, the Yidden were, as Hashem says, my children. By Matan Torah, it says, B'chob Bochar Hashem, Hashem chose you. Also, it says, they became Avodim. They became Avodim to Hashem, Tavdu Nesalikim Alohar Hazeh. So these are the two things which actually are similar to each other. In what way? What does it mean that Hashem chose the Yidden? Choosing is a very specific word which indicates there are things which come, which a person is drawn to because of their nature, because of the person that they are, the background that they come from, the type of mezeg, the type of personality that he has. So a person is drawn to this or drawn to that, and therefore makes certain choices based on that. But that is only limited to the type of person that you are and how important these things are to you. But when a person decides to choose something outside of what his nature would choose, which, as a mashal quickly, that the word choice means that it's not something which is compelling you to do it other than your free choice. Like if somebody were to point a gun at your head and say, here are two A and B, take a choice, either A or B. If you choose A, I'll shoot you. If you choose B, you're fine. Would you say that he made a choice? No, of course he didn't make a choice. He was forced into a choice. In a very subtle way, if you put two things in front of a person, one of them he likes, one of them he doesn't like, and you tell him to choose it, to choose one. So of course, the thing that he likes is not that he chose it. He was forced to take that. Not the same way as a gun, but still forced. So when would it be called choice in its purest sense? When there is nothing motivating the person, compelling the person to choose either one or the other. There's nothing about either one of them that is more to his liking. And therefore, it's made purely from the essence of the soul. It's a little difficult to understand in human terms how that would happen, because most people would probably become paralyzed and not know what to choose, or have to flip a coin and do it based on that. But the Eibishter could make a choice, which means he is able to reveal from deep within him a connection to something regardless of what his nature is. So before Matan Torah, he chose the Yidden because of his love to the Yidden as a father to a child. But then by Matan Torah, he said, my choice goes even deeper than that. My choice comes from the essence of my soul and therefore reaches into the essence of every Yid soul. And therefore the Yidden also choose Hashem in the same way. Not because he is our father, not because he loves us and we love him. It's because we are connected to him essentially. The same is also true of an Eved, that when a child serves a father and loves a father, so it's within the nature of a child to love his father and therefore want to be close to his father. But a slave has absolutely no nature of loving his master. When he chooses to serve his master loyally and to be completely bottled to the master, as a Yid is able to be bottled to Hashem, and that he has no metzias of his own, it's just Hashem's metzias, that's called Aveda. That's called making a choice. And that's what happened in Matan Torah. Hashem asked us to choose him as Avodim. And therefore, in Mitzrayim, when a Yid rejected, if a Yid Chas V'Shalom rejected Hashem, he rejected him, Hashem, as his father. So therefore, where did that come from? It's in the nature of a Yid to love Hashem. But since he is able to make a choice which goes deeper in his soul, they were able to, Bechira Chavshis, to reject the relationship of a father to a son. And therefore, their Bechira made them, disqualify them from being Nigal, because they interfered with the relationship of a father to a son. But then when the Eibishter connected himself to us, and us to him, through choice, therefore there is nothing deeper now from which a Yid could make a choice to reject that. So if it seems like he rejects it, it's not true. It's just on the surface that he's rejecting Hashem, but from his deep in his soul, he still is choosing Hashem, and therefore nothing can interfere with that connection, and therefore every Yid will be redeemed in the Geula Amitzis Vashleimah.